Hello, everyone. This is Mark, the Ballpark Hunter, and you are listening to the Ballpark Hunter podcast. I am the regional correspondent for the website Stadium Journey, the industry's leader in sports reviews. If you have any questions about travels this year, the stadium, ticket prices, neighborhood, go to stadiumjourney.com. We will tell you what you need to know. Stadiumjourney.com. With me today is Austin Lemieux. He is the founder, creator of Stadium Dogs with a Z. He does hot dog and stadium reviews. That sounds like my kind of guy, hot dogs and stadium reviews. And he's with me tonight to talk about his site, what he does, how he does it, and just have a nice little conversation about some of the ballparks and hockey arenas of Canada and the United States. So Austin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is fantastic.
Yeah, great, great. You know, when I first saw one of your episodes, I was cracking up, and I had to watch another one, and I had to watch another one, and it was the episode where you went to, I can't think of the name right now, but it's sort of had like a military-themed.
Okay, maybe like Pembroke, maybe, or Navin.
It was Navin Memorial Center,
yeah.
And you happen to get the referee knocking over the player twice, and you're like, hey, it's 55 against 66. What's going on here? I started just cracking up. I'm like, man, I got to see more of this. So I just started watching more of your hits, your videos on Instagram. And I was like, man, this guy seems like to have a lot of fun. And I look at my videos and I'm like, hi, this is Mark the Ballpark Hunter. Welcome to, Lucas Oil Stadium. You seem like you have a lot of fun doing it. Is it that much fun, or is it all editing? Are you fooling us?
No, I think it's all fun for me. I think this is really a passion project that I've started. And I think the young kid never grew out of me, or at least
yes.
not yet. And
too.
So I really love, going to stadiums or finding experiences that maybe not everybody knows about, especially in the minor league levels and things like that. And so I'm having fun. Definitely love seeing stadiums. The example you mentioned about the ref and the player, it was only when I was editing the video actually that I realized that it was the same player. I knew it was the same ref. And I'm chuckling in the stands by myself watching it live, of course. But that particular scenario, very lucky to get both of those on camera.
That's key. Yeah, that's
yeah.
very key. So you had no clue. Like, you just happened to be, because sometimes you record and you may miss a goal. You may miss a highlight. When you go to these buildings, how much video do you have when you edit? Like, are you sitting on 10, 20 minutes? And how do you narrow it down to just like 1 minute?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right now I think I'm filming maybe a total of 7 minutes of content per video. Like, it's not a lot. I generally have an idea when I go.
That's good.
Of what I want. What I want to see, because oftentimes I'm only going to have, one opportunity to go to the stadium, especially if it's far from me. Right. So, I try to do my best research. I want to make sure I don't miss a hot dog review. If they have a special offering, that, is in a particular section, I need to know that. So generally speaking, I'm very targeted with what I record when I'm making a video. But the stuff that happens during the game, that's kind of the luck of the draw sometimes.
Okay, like you say,
I miss goals all the time. I'm recording during power plays. Hopefully I get lucky. Probably when I'm going to a baseball stadium, recording in the bottom of the ninth just to see, and baseball is probably a lot easier. I haven't done a ballpark yet, just because it's a game of moments. So looking forward to that part of the channel as well, getting to more ballparks.
Yeah, so your Stadium Dog series, which you can find on TikTok, Instagram, you just started recently. Am I saying this year? Is that how new we are?
Yeah, we're October. That's when I started. I've been going to ballparks all my life. I'm part of the chase for sure, but just really starting to document, my journeys, starting, 4 or 5 months ago. And I'm loving it. Really loving it. And I hope it, has sort of a collection of everything I've been to, 10, 20 years from now. That'd be really cool.
Oh, that, yeah, that's the thing when you watch this, you know, 10, yeah, you're right. When we get older and we're looking at us with, you know, with, we still have hair, we're a little skinnier. We have, like, I, when I look at my beard, it goes from brown to gray in the last like 5, 6 years. I'm like, oh my goodness, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll get a little puffy in the face. But it's, yeah, it's a lot of, it's fun because, yeah, you're leaving your legacy. You know, we don't know what's going to happen to us one day. And we'll have this collection of wacky, zany reviews for people to watch.
Yeah, if hot dogs probably won't exist anymore, but that's all right.
Well, yeah,
hopefully the ballparks will.
Yeah, so right now, a lot of the places you went to are Junior A, Junior B hockey arenas. You did hit Syracuse, New York to see the Crunch, and you went to a Syracuse you went to the wireless, the former Carrier Dome to see a football game. So far, what's been your favorite video that you produce? Which one are you proud of the most?
Yeah, I think I'm most proud of either the Navin one or the one we went and saw Pembroke play.
Okay.
Pembroke is a small town. It's west of Ottawa. And, you know, that arena reminded me of home. So I grew up in Niagara, and okay. Niagara has an amazing Junior B hockey circuit. Just incredible. Before, you know, the Niagara Ice Dogs of the major Junior A OHL were there, like that's what Niagara had. They had arenas that could seat, you know, maybe 2000 ish wooden benches. And when I stepped into that stadium, I felt at home.
Yeah.
I felt like, wow, this is what I grew up on. I didn't grow up going to NHL hockey games. I grew up in that atmosphere, you know, a very nice, you know, modest stadium. I really loved it. And going there, like the hot dog was mediocre. It was fine. Like, but I had a great time. I had a great time showing the quirks that, you know, they have. And, you know, what they're, the product that they were putting out too, like, it's both the process of making the video is both going to the games, which I really love, but editing the video and then watching it back, really enjoyed that video for sure. Pembroke. And then just to add as well, like folks at the Pembroke Lumber Kings, like what a nice bunch of people, because they reached out, they've embraced it. They wanted to post it on their feeds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like that. And that's the best part for me so far, is when teams reach out, or, you know, maybe even tourism accounts or whatever for those particular small cities. And they're like, hey, we actually like what you're doing. Like, thank you. Or, you know, just these minor comments, or maybe they repost it, but that kind of stuff, like maybe I'm hitting somewhere. Maybe I'm helping out somebody.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's nice when the teams reach out and they share it, or the local, you know, tourism board. That's happened to me with some of my high school gyms in Indiana.
Hmm.
Somebody calls me up and says, oh, I love this picture you took of the Hatchet House down in Washington, Indiana. We can't pay you, but we like to use it in a brochure. And every now and then somebody says, hey, we'll pay you. You know, so then you're like, okay, as well.
Sure.
I'll take it. But yeah, I'm looking at Pembroke right now, and you know, I'm looking at the banners, low ceiling. It's a good looking gym. Good looking.
No LCD screen or anything like that. It's very classic. Yeah.
Now, you know, you said you grew up in Niagara. I assume you have been to Welland.
Yeah.
I've been there, and I actually have a video from that on my channel. And I remember going there with my wife and my mother-in-law. I don't know if they've ever been to a hockey game in their lives, but it was just such a cool little experience. They had the old Toronto Star clock hanging up. They had the old the trophy cases with the banners and some of the awards. And, you know, intermission, people are drinking in an area that's designated only for liquor. It was just such a humble experience compared to, you know, a Maple Leafs game or even a Marlies game. Are these your favorite type of gyms? I mean, are you like more focused on hitting Junior A or NHL arenas?
So for now, really trying to start at like the grassroots level. Okay. I think that's really important. I just got back from a tour, sort of like a road trip, I guess. And you mentioned the Marlies. So I went to the Marlies stadium, and that video will be coming out. But Yeah, so I think it's a little bit of both, really starting at the minor league level, because I think that's where you find a lot of quirks, lots of fun stuff, and you really do find the affordable experiences, which I do want to prioritize. You know, you have, you know, experiences where maybe it only costs $30 to take your kid out to a game and get them a hot dog. And then the hot dog aspect of the videos too, mixing in some of the pro stadiums, I think of that as the sort of great leveler. So it doesn't really matter if you have a 2,000 seat arena or, you know, a major league ballpark. If you have a grill, meat, and a bun, you can compete. And so that's been the best part. And this is what excites me, to be honest with you. But, you know, going to a stadium, I'm excited. Like, I'm like, what kind of hot dogs are we getting into? Do they have rollers? Do they have a grill? Like, are we going jumbo dogs? Like, how many do they have? They're little things that interest me, but it truly doesn't matter which stadium it is. For the hot dog aspect, at least, that's where, you know, David can beat Goliath.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to talk about the hot dogs. Are you more a pork guy, beef guy, or combo? And which ones have you seen?
I think I'm a beef guy. Yeah. I've seen pork. I've seen veggie on the road trip. You know, everything's
common now. Yeah, it's common.
Yeah. And conies are a big deal. I know in Syracuse they live off Hoffman conies.
Conies.
And it was really, that was an interesting experience as well. So I think I do have my preference leaning toward the beef hot dog, but I've had some decent ones. So
yeah, and it looks like some of the ones you've been to, and I've done this a few times too. I'll go to a high school gym, try a hot dog, but you're right, they're different. Sometimes you get a nice big hot dog with a warm bun, other times you get like a very hard, stale, cold bun. You know, do you see a lot of discrepancies in the hot dogs so far?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you, it's almost like you never know what you're going to get when you go to a stadium. That's one of the fun parts. But I also think it's hard to compare sort of hot dogs to hot dogs. So we do have like a kind of an award system, right? So we have our top dog, which is just like pound for pound, like the best hot dog you can get. But then you also have like value dogs, right? So you might go to a stadium and they're having dollar dog night. Well, probably not going to be the biggest hot dog you're going to get. Probably going to be cheap. It's probably going to do the job. You might buy five. I don't know. But that's kind of the situation. So some teams like are clearly catering to the value, you know, give the kid a hot dog, put some toppings on it. It'll be fine. It's going to be $3. And then you sort of get to hot dogs that are up in the $14 US range.
Wow, where $14 you're hot dog. What's correct. On that?
Yeah, so I just got back from Buffalo. I won't spoil the rating or whatever, but they do some crazy stuff with hot dogs. I think I had 5 hot dogs there.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't miss one. Like, if you're going to have 5 hot dogs, I'll just try them all. But they had cool hot dogs where they do one for the away team. So like Colorado was playing against the Bandits for lacrosse, and they had some Colorado sauce on it. And it was kind of neat. Like, it's novel. Okay. But that one was pushing $15 US. And so like, you got to bring your A game if you're charging that much for some gourmet hot dog. You know, I'm sure some people listening will probably be like, $15? Like, no chance I'm buying that.
No. I think that would be me. I'm like, 15, yeah. That's a little bit high.
Yeah. But just to say, I think there is layers to, you know, and segments of hot dogs. Like, so you have like, you know, your gourmet, you have your best, and then you have sort of this value area where you can play with cheaper hot dogs.
Yeah. With your options. I know, trying to think. I know I was in Seattle a few months ago at a WNBA game, and there was an IPA hop ale that was selling for $16, and I was like, dang, that's a lot. So
was it a tall can regular?
Yeah, no, it was a tall can. So, but can you imagine order like a $15 hot dog and a $15 beer, $30?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Now, at the Mariners game, they had some value beer. So they had a $5 Miller High Life. So that was a little bit of a better deal, even though, you know, it's not really a quality beer. High Life, God knows what they put in that. But, you know.
Yeah, and Toronto had something like that too. Like I remember going, and they had in the Blue or the Rogers Centre, they had sort of a couple concession stands that had value items, which I actually really enjoyed.
Yes.
If we're just talking pure concessions here, like it was $5 for a short can of like Budweiser or something, which was fine. Like if you want to have a beer in your hand, that's great. Like you don't have to spend, you know, the $14 or $13 Canadian on a big can. You can just have a beer in your hand. So big advocate for fan friendly pricing. I will give definitely a lot of leniency when you sell hot dogs for cheap in the reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I know at the Rogers Center, aka Sky Dome, I still hate that name. They had the Steam Whistle Brewery, and I remember the last time I was there, it might have been 2015 when the Jays made it back to the playoffs. I think the bottles there were about five Canadian, and I was like, man, that is such a deal.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's the case anymore, but.
Oh, I think that now, I think when you're buying cans, like in the stadium itself, it's
It was outside. It was at the brewery. So I would I would go before the game and party with all the Jays fans. And then you walk in the game and I'm probably lit already.
Yeah.
Maybe you buy one beer, you justify it.
Yeah.
And then you have those awesome hot dog vendors outside with those foot long, and they're grilled and they cut them up.
Hmm. The street meat in Toronto, I haven't experienced anything like it.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, like, you can bring that in. Like, there's
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's the case in a lot of major league ballparks.
Yeah. I know you can bring, like, unopened water, unopened bags of peanuts. Some stadiums you can bring in, you know, certain bags of food.
But Sky Dome, like, it's basically wrap food. I don't have the exact policy in front of me, but nice. I didn't look it up today even because I wanted to mention it. But I tell that to people all the time. Like, you have quality, you know, food right outside the stadium. And oftentimes those vendors now, they have signs that are saying, like, bring it in. Like, you know what I mean? So people actually look at it and they stop and go, oh, why pay, you know, $7 inside when I can get a better hot dog outside?
Yeah.
So hopefully looking to showcase that's a coming soon.
That'd be great to see. And those are things people don't know. And those are things, hey, you got to check this guy out. He's funny. He does these wacky 1 minute videos. And, you know, and I think that's the thing that I like. It's short and sweet. Are you looking to expand it or keep it in this 1 minute frame?
Yeah, I think I like the 1 minute frame. Some of the videos are now creeping up to maybe 90 seconds. One of the things for me is I'm learning. I'm learning, you know, filming. I'm learning how to do, you know, editing. I didn't start or come from a video editing background. I'm just learning on the fly. And so as I develop and as I, you know, continue on, we might go to more longer format, you know, YouTube style video. But I film in portrait. I want to keep it brief. I can't stand when I watch like a YouTube video that's 15 minutes long. I could just get to the point in 3 minutes. So, I like the short, punchy, format. And I don't think I'm funny enough actually to be funny for 15 minutes. So we'll see.
Yeah. You never know. I know. When I was looking at some of my old videos and I'm there for 15 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, why did I make a 15 minute video? No wonder, you know, I don't have anybody watching this. I think you inspire me to maybe make some short versions. You know, when I go to some of these high school gyms near me, or, you know, if I just look at some of my old videos and just condense them into a minute. Yeah. See if
you have such a great body of content that you could slice up and find, you know, those quick parts and then put it all together and make something beautiful that is, you know, 60 minutes or less. And then because this is just my opinion, but because you have this such wealth of content, like if somebody wants the full video, then we have that as well. So that's cool.
Yeah, check it out. So you said you just got back from Buffalo and Toronto. How many venues did you hit up?
Oh, I guess so. We went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we went to 5 different venues. So I went to Pickering, Kitchener, Memorial Lodge, nice. KeyBank Center in Buffalo, Niagara, Meridian Center, and Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto.
Yeah, and is the odd in Kitchener as great as they say it is?
Oh my goodness, yes. wow. What a quirky stadium. I've been to it before, so it wasn't my first time, so I kind of knew what I was getting into. But just how they've developed that stadium over time is something very interesting. So yeah, like if anybody's been there, you know that one side of the stadium is a lot taller than the other. Because they've added so many seats on the one side. And so you kind of get this bowl that's not a bowl, but it is, and this wall of seating. And my goodness, they pack that place. And one thing that's interesting I found about Kitchener is their fan base is so great.
Yeah.
You know, you have a fan base that could easily just buy New York Ranger jerseys. And they could look like fans. They could support the Rangers. But every jersey I saw in there was a Kitchener Rangers OHL jersey.
Yes.
And there was a lot of them. They were really passionate. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. See, I grew up a New Jersey Devils fan. So when I was when I was in Windsor checking out the Spitfires, they were playing Kitchener. And I was like, they're Kitchener Ranger fans. Because, yeah, you could tell it has the OHL patch. And it's a little different. Yeah, my buddy Dave Cotney, who writes for Stadium Journey, I do a podcast with. Like, that's his all-time favorite team, Kitchener.
Really?
No play. I mean, he lives in Kitchener, so he says there's no place like it in the OHL because it's a hockey arena first. It's old school. It's classic. You know, other places like the Budweiser Gardens in London, that's just a multi-purpose arena.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I can even sense how you're saying that. Like you could sense the London Kitchener sort of rivalry.
Yeah, I was more of a Knights fan. I had we're going back like 25 years ago already. I had a girlfriend up there in London, and whenever I visited her, we'd check out the Knights at the old Ice House.
Yep.
Which was this. I mean, that place was insane. You know, I wish I had my video camera and I had a video camera at the time, but I never brought it in there into a game. Wish I would have made some recordings because that was just such a weird, funky place. And I was just like, wow, where am I? You know, I had not experienced anything like this. And I have yet to been to the Budweiser Gardens since, we broke up years ago and they built it after. But yeah, I'd like to get out to London. I thought about it this year when I was up in Sarnia, but the Knights were not playing when I was up there. So I'm like, okay, turn around.
Yeah, and that's a bucket list item for me. I haven't been in either. I've been close a couple times, almost made plans to go. But those two are definitely the best, I would say, in the OHL. You have some quirks, but those are the main ones. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like I said, living here in Indianapolis, Fort Wayne is about a little less than 2 hours from me. Probably the best hockey experience you'll have. In the ECHL, those fans are dedicated. They have followed this team since what, 1950? They switched league. They would go back and forth between leagues during one period, but 10,000, 12,000 strong. And if you ever make it to Fort Wayne, you'll have a blast up there.
Yeah. Oh, I'll write that down. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and like I said, we don't live in Indianapolis. They're building a new hockey arena down the street from me for the ECHL team, the Indy Fuel. We'll see how those hot dogs are, and we'll give them a shot. So, but besides arenas, you also go to, like, I saw you at New York Fries trying the hot dogs. Like, you also go into stores. Is that also part of your channel as well?
It definitely is. We're doing a benchmark series, which is just a three-part series where it's kind of quick, easy in and out of three different hot dogs that people may have tried before. So not everybody's going to be able to come to Ottawa and, go to a junior high hockey game. Or they might not have context of, okay, how actually tasty was that hot dog? So just three for now. So we have New York Fries, IKEA, and Costco. So those are the three kind of stores that I want to do. Again, quick videos, but all three of those hot dogs kind of do that are in different segments, I think, of kind of the hot dog spectrum, if you will. Yeah. So just to have a sense of, okay, what would I rate, a Costco hot dog? Well, so spoiler alert, Costco hot dog's pretty good.
Yeah, Costco hot dog is really good. I was in IKEA the other day. I didn't get the hot dog though, but
Yeah, so I like hot dogs so much. I go in the exit because that's where the bistro is. Like,
yeah.
yeah. But anyways, but yeah, the Costco dog is pretty good. IKEA is good for the value you get. And then New York fries kind of splits the middle of those two, I find.
Yeah, New York fries. I was when I go there, I try to get the poutine. That's kind of a go-to for me. Kind of stay away from the hot dog, but yeah, you're right. It's a little bit pricey. Costco, you get the hot dog with the drink. You can't go
wrong. And you're good. There's your afternoon.
You're good. Much better than some, like we have some other places like BJ's and Sam's Club, and I was shocked how bad the BJ's hot dog was. I was like, okay. Man, ooh.
Yeah, good to know.
Ooh, it's like a big hot dog, but it just had a terrible taste. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. Like, I'm the same way. When I go to a ballpark, I like to try a hot dog. And sometimes you're disappointed. Like, if you ever happen to go to a Chicago White Sox game, if you get the regular basic hot dog, it's such a disappointment. So,
okay.
Stay away from that and go for one of their Chicago dogs or like a Polish Maxwell Street sausage with the grilled peppers and onions. You'll be better off. So
yeah. Okay. No, that's good. Yeah. A lot of the times the review or the rating is almost like, did I get ripped off or not? Or did I feel disappointed?
Yeah. So how do you rate the hot dogs? I know I see the score up there, but is there
Yeah, so we have three metrics that we try and use. So we have taste, we have value, and then we have ratio. So those are pretty self-explanatory. Like I enjoy a hot dog that's, good taste, well-cooked. But then, like, if the bun is not matched to the hot dog, then you get problems, and maybe you're having full bites of bun. It's a very technical thing. But on my videos also you'll see size is a metric, but size hasn't mattered yet because we haven't actually promoted or produced a video of a foot long hot dog. And so on my sort of journeys in the road trip I just did, we started to get into situations where we're having foot long hot dogs and we bring a measuring tape, because to me, foot long hot dog, well, I'll ask you actually, how long is a foot long hot dog?
That should be 12 inches.
Should be 12 inches. Yeah. You would think. But anyways.
But you measure them.
We do measure them. and we have been measuring them. And now I have, you know, these reviews are forthcoming. I'm not going to do huge spoilers. But it's been a really interesting experience going and talking to people who are making the hot dogs. And just asking, so foot long, like, is it 12 inches? And, you know, some are like, well, I don't know. And
is that pre-cooked 12 inches?
Well, maybe pre-cooked, maybe post-cooked.
Yeah.
But some are like, yeah, it's 12 inches. And I was like, okay. And I show them a tape measure and they laugh, you know, just like, seriously. Yeah. And so that's another metric that we'll start incorporating to the reviews. You're claiming it's a foot long.
Yeah. So when you say we, you go with another person or camera crew?
Yeah, no.
What does that look like?
Paparazzi for sure, but yeah. My girlfriend and I usually go to games. Okay. Nice. Helps out with the filming aspects of it if there's something I need filmed. And it's something we could do together as well, but yeah.
Yes, that's nice. My wife is not a huge fan of going to some sporting events, so it's usually just me out there recording. And every now and then you like a second person to help you out. So that's good to know. Good to know.
Oh yeah. Some help. I'm incredibly lucky to have.
So what, okay. You just did a trip.
Yeah.
How long before you hop on the road again? Do you edit everything that you just recorded before or?
Yeah. So right now we're trying to post once a week. So we do one review and post it once a week.
Nice.
That's a lot. Because I know that eventually I'm going to come to a point where I'll run out of stadiums within my sort of radius.
Yeah,
of
it happens.
Right. So it's kind of to throttle the amount of content that I'm putting out, but also making sure that every video is decent or at least up to what I think a video should be.
Yes.
Before I put it out, I really don't want to put out garbage. And I think there is a lot of garbage out there. But just want to put some thought into what I'm putting. Don't want to spam people or anything like that. So that's that. And usually I put, I have about 3 weeks of content in the bag, per se. So I have three videos in the bag right now. And even more, because we're going to be doing some interesting stuff. But usually in a given week, I like to try and have three videos like in the hopper for that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, definitely, running out of material. I find once you hit more stadiums and maybe hit other types, non-sporting venues for hot dogs, or, maybe you branch away to do something else, you'll find that, hey, I can visit an arena and maybe make three different videos from that, rather than just one. To kind of get a different, and it will be a whole new video experience for the fan. That could be a lot of fun.
Thinking about, different aspects too, because sometimes you go to a stadium and there's so many different things to look at or show, that you can't really pack into a minute. So yeah, for sure. And especially when a team has like Buffalo, when they have four hot dogs, like that's four videos.
Well, that's four videos. Yeah. That's awesome.
For sure. So, the content train keeps rolling.
Yeah, no, I get it with you. So you have baseball coming up. Do you have any plans for the baseball season already?
We do have plans for the baseball season already. So we're trying to plan a trip down to South Carolina.
Nice.
So if you picture Ottawa and straight, like kind of a straight line down. So hopefully hitting Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, and then all the way down. And then hopefully hitting minor league ballparks as we go, because I know that's a decent hotbed as well for
good minor league. North Carolina alone is ridiculous, and I don't know where you're going if you happen to be in the Greensboro Durham area.
Yep.
You have Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Durham Bulls. You'll have the High Point Rockers. You'll have the Thomasville. Is it the High Tom still? And then you'll have this, my favorite, Burlington, the Burlington Sock Puppets. If you can check out the Sock Puppets, one of my favorite places that I've seen a baseball game in recent memory, old school ballpark. The ballpark was in Danville, Virginia, which is like, I think, an hour away, 90 minutes away. They took the ballpark down and they put it in a truck and they brought it down to Burlington, but they've renovated it. It's such a cool place to see a game, and to have a hot dog there would just be an awesome way to spend a summer night. So,
oh, beautiful. It's going on the list. This is great. We're coordinating. This is nice. Yeah. So that's kind of the trip. I've been to some of those major league parks along that strip, but really looking forward to going down a little bit more southern than I think I've ever been, actually.
Okay.
So that'll be great.
Yeah, no, I've done that. I've done South Carolina, North Carolina a few times. I got a buddy in Greensboro, and even if you go there during the college season, you have some college ballparks to visit, and you're not too far from Charlotte, you're not too far from Kannapolis, Wilson. I mean, there's some really cool places to see baseball, old, new, all the ballparks really tell a story. So I think you'll have a blast and plenty of material as well.
Yeah. Especially I really like doing it in a short span of time. So like for my road trip that I just did, I was seeing like a game a day.
Yeah.
For that. And even the road trip, we did do a road trip last year. I wasn't doing the hot dog reviews, but we got to see, for instance, Pittsburgh and Cleveland play in the same day.
Oh, that's good.
And that was a wild experience. I don't know if anybody's ever done that who's listening, but if you haven't and the opportunity arises, wow, what a day that could be to see two ballparks in one day. So try to jam it in where I can.
Yeah. And that I mean, I do that a lot too. I always look for that afternoon game and that night game, and if you have enough time to get there, you're right. You kill two birds with one stone. I think my record was three. I've seen parts of three games in one day. And the only reason why it was Hagerstown, Maryland. Then it was Fredericton. And then on my way home to New Jersey at the time, I saw Wilmington. And I'm like, man, are they still playing? This game went into extra innings. It was like the 12th inning. So I watched the last two, three innings of Wilmington.
Wow.
on my way home. You know, I, like I said, I didn't see all complete games, but I was at three different ballparks.
That's incredible. You're probably at a small percentage of people who've ever done that.
And those places, well, those places aren't that close either. You know, Wilmington's a little bit of a drive from Fredericton. If you go to Winston-Salem, like you can see an afternoon game in Winston-Salem, 45 minutes down the road, you're in Greensboro, and then maybe another half hour, you're Burlington. Like that's an easy drive, you know, I know somebody on Stadium Journey one time wrote an article how he was in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Washington, or Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Philly. He did something like that. I don't know how he got from Pittsburgh to Baltimore so quickly, but
be tough. I could see Washington, Baltimore, Philly. Like,
yeah,
you could probably do something on the Amtrak, I think.
Yeah, I can see something. And you would have to probably leave one of the games early.
Yeah.
And one game would have to start at 1, 4, and 8. It'd have to be like on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, one of those games has to be the ESPN TSN game of the night. So yeah, people have done that. I've done two games in one day, a lot of times, just, you know, when I travel to save on hotel prices.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to stay three nights in a row. I'm not one of these guys that sleeps in the car. Like a lot of people are doing. I've thought about it, but I don't know if I can hit that button yet.
It's a commitment for sure. I have floated camping to, you know, the girlfriend to do that, but then you get, you know, situations where you might have a rain out and then you have to camp in the rain. So that's a double whammy.
I can see going to a campground, and especially if you pitch a tent, or, you know, you have a van or some kind of camper. I just don't know if I can camp out at a rest stop.
Yeah.
Even though when I was in Paducah, Kentucky this year, there was a rain out, and Paducah is a nice little town. I got to enjoy that, but I drove by a rest stop just to see what it'd be like to camp, to sleep in my car. And I did see a lot of cars there that had covers on the windows. So those folks were sleeping in their car, and it looked safe. There was a lot of trucks. So I got my hotel, and it stormed. It was raining cats and dogs that night. And I'm thinking, my God, if I was in my car right now, I'd be not that I'd be scared, but I wouldn't be able to get to sleep.
Yeah.
That'd be some crazy thunder. All right. So, Austin, before I let you go, let's talk about some of the ballparks you've been to. Toronto, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Washington, Baltimore, Yankees for a tour. Which ones of those stick out to you the most?
I think one that was really surprising to me, and it's probably because I didn't actually research it beforehand, was Great American Ballpark. I was amazed. Nice. Like, I'm a Pirates fan. I love the Pirates. So going into that ballpark, I was like, okay, we're just here in Cincinnati. But then it just kind of opened up, and I was like, whoa, we're on a river here.
Yeah.
We have two amazing Jumbotron screens, and then you have sort of like so many different areas for kids and things like that.
Yeah, the kids area is impressive.
And plus, you know, we were away fans, but we had, and this might bias the stadium review or the thoughts on the stadium, but we had secondary market tickets where there were four season ticket holders of the Reds, but we were away fans, but we got in early. And it was awesome. Like, we could go down to the away bullpen and, you know, all the players that, you know, I enjoy and cheer for, we were the only fans in the ballpark before the game. So that was neat. So really had a good time just relaxing there.
Yeah. Now, I know you didn't make any videos, but did you try the Skyline Coneys?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Skyline Philly is something different. we don't have anything. I think it's great. I really enjoyed it. But the word is different. And if you haven't tried Skyline Chili, do it.
I lived in Cincinnati for a little while. In fact, I lived there when the stadium first opened, which
is beautiful.
21 years ago already. And I remember seeing all these chili parlors. So I used to try to go to all the different ones to see if there was a difference. And I know there probably is. I just never saw a difference in taste. Skyline, Gold Star, Dixie Chili, Princess, Camp Washington, it all tasted the same to me. Very good. Not something I want to eat every day.
No.
You know, I'd rather a Coney dog from Detroit any day of the week. But, you know, it's this fun little wacky regional food that they have in Cincinnati that they're very proud of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if you grow up in the area and you move, you want a chili parlor to open up near you so you can have that taste. So it's I tell people when you go to Cincinnati, definitely get yourself a Coney, get yourself some Grater's ice cream. A Frisch's Big Boy. I mean, heck, you go to Cincinnati and have a bunch of regional food at the ballpark. So,
oh yeah,
yeah,
it's and good put time. It on spaghetti too. Yeah,
why not? You could put on spaghetti, and you know, it's here in Indianapolis. We have a couple Skyline locations. However, oh, really? It's not big. It's like once you leave the Cincinnati area, you know, obviously some maybe Dayton, Ohio, you have some franchises up there. Yeah, it kind of loses steam. You know, it's like yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that Cincinnati thing.
Yep.
That's that Cincinnati thing up there. So anyway, well, definitely last thing I want to talk about is the Welland Jackfish. I know Stadium Journey had some, we're like public enemy number one there because our Ontario writer used to kind of mock the league they're in. But I think Welland has done a great job giving folks kind of like a minor league experience. Would you agree with that? How was that experience for you?
Oh yeah, I would totally agree with that. It was great. They do a lot of stuff like every between every inning, there's stuff for the kids, there's stuff going on, and the attendance, I haven't looked, you know, across all their games, but at least the one I was at, it was packed.
Nice. That's good to hear.
And you know what, like, it was fun. I think their hashtag or something is, you know, Hooked on Fun or something like that. Nice. And their social media is great. Hot dog was okay. I haven't done my review there yet. I'll be sure to go back next year. I want to check out all that Intercounty Baseball League, all those stadiums.
Yeah, Chatham has a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's, you know, great gems there, but, what they're doing in Welland, they didn't exist when I lived there. Okay. And so now like going to that sort of stadium, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. This is nice. And it's mm-hmm. another thing in the Niagara region for people to do. And I hope that they keep the support that they have, because when I was there, I was blown away. Like, they had cornhole and everything was going on, and wow, they had their own beer. Like, I think they had beer specials that were like surprisingly cheap. You know, sometimes you go somewhere and it's like, oh, this is only like $4. Okay, sure. Like,
yeah, I'll try.
I'll take two. This is great.
Yeah.
For the fan. And it's very, very fan first. That's the vibe I got from Welland. So I probably, well, and Jackfish, if you're listening, they're good people. Stadium Journey, you know.
Yeah, Dave will be back there this summer. Please be nice to him. He means well. You know, the tides are turning in the Regional Baseball League. It's the Intercounty Baseball League. You know, I'm sure Chatham would be a lot of fun, and what they have lined up there as well. And hopefully, you know, Welland has inspired some other teams in the league, and maybe even, you know, push for some expansion. In Welland, I'm not sorry, Welland, not, you know, St. Catharines, maybe over in Windsor. You know, I'd like to see some more teams in that league.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could have a really good circuit down in that, you know, Southern Ontario region. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great. You know, it's, yeah, I there was a time when I kind of looked down on some of these small summer collegiate leagues. But, you know, if you go to a ballpark and there's great food and some good beer, cheap prices, wacky promotions that are, you know, done through think tanks, you know, that's all you need. You know, you can have a 500-seat stadium with just beautiful weather and cheap hot dogs. I'm there.
Hey, I'm in. That's good for me.
I'm there too. All right. Well, Austin, I appreciate you coming on to talk about Stadium Dogs. You can find his reviews on TikTok, which I'm starting to get on. And you could also find it on Instagram. Anywhere else can we view your videos or any other sites we need to know about?
Yeah, just the only one's Twitter. I'm currently trying to get the Ottawa Senators to have a hot dog night for the fans that cheer for that franchise. So, you know, it's a little bit different on Twitter. Yes, I post the reviews, but I'm also, you know, chiming in on different things, but really focusing on Instagram and TikTok right now. And many thanks for having me. This has been fun.
All right. Great. Great. And I'm sure you'll get some requests from some other people down the road Because, like I said, I watched your videos. I was cracking up. I'm like, okay, I got to get this guy on
Oh,
here.
brilliant.
And that doesn't happen. So thank you for coming on here. I send out requests to a lot of people who I think would be fun, like you, to come on here. And for whatever reason, they don't reply back to me,
Oh.
which is fine. This is not for everyone. But best of luck in your journeys. If you ever need any kind of advice or questions, let me know. And maybe we could work together. We can bump into each other somewhere down the road.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much, Mark. It's great to meet you.
All right, you too, Austin. Have a great night. All right, that was Austin Lemieux. He is the owner, creator, founder, editor, film photographer of Stadium Dogs, Hot Dog Reviews, and Stadium Reviews. Check him out on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. They're short, 60 seconds to 90 second videos. You have no excuse not to watch them. They're whimsical, they're witty, they're funny, and they may just make you hungry. So, one thing he told me before he left is that when he goes to Toronto, I'm sorry, when he goes to Montreal to see an MLS game, he's a Toronto guy, but he's a little closer to Montreal than Toronto. There's police escort. Like they have to have the visitors sit in one stand compared to the others. And I'm like, man, I never thought how serious it gets for an MLS game in Canada between Toronto and Montreal. My second question is, could a Toronto Argo fan sit anywhere he wants at McGill Stadium for an Alouettes game? He goes, yeah, nobody cares. So, I feel bad for the Canadian Football League. It's like, you've been around for how many years, and then the MLS comes and they're out drawing you and they're building their own stadiums and you have police escorts. And Toronto, you could probably just walk into the stadium without paying a ticket. I'm not saying to do that because it's illegal, but. And I've done stuff like that before, but I will never tell where I went. But yeah, it's crazy. MLS is just more beloved than the CFL in certain cities in Toronto, certain cities in Canada. Not Hamilton, though, because the Ticats, the Tabbies were number one. Don't you forget about it. So Stadium Dogs, man, this is like my new favorite channel. It combines all the elements of what somebody wants to watch. Stadium, hockey arena, basketball arena reviews, and hot dogs. And this is a guy who he went to Buffalo to see a Bandits game in the National Lacrosse League, and he's paid $15 for a hot dog. So he's pretty serious for his craft. And that's a Canadian paying 15 American, which is about 30% more than what he would have paid in Canada. So, plus he had to pay, took advantage of her cheap gas, but he had to pay, to come over the border and all that stuff. So, anyway, thank you guys for listening. I know we kind of veered off baseball, but we talked hot dogs. That's baseball. And we did talk a little bit about his ballparks, and he'll be at ballparks this year. So, keep it tuned in to Stadium Dogs and keep it tuned in to Ballpark Hunter. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on Threads. I don't know who else is on Threads, but I'm on. And I'm starting to get some love on TikTok. I posted a video the other day 74,000 people watch that video. I have no idea why, but I'm growing my channel there. Yeah, here it is, 73.9. That's my highest video. And you can check out my Varsity Fieldhouse one-minute review. That's done like Stadium Dogs. You can also go to YouTube, and you can check out my video reviews out there as well. So until next time, my friends, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Happy hunting.